Good afternoon, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Are you fearful that better health seems out of your reach regardless of how hard you try or whatever you do? Are you afraid of suffering with heart disease or diabetes or lingering with stroke or cancer? Or do you avoid thinking about these things just because you'll try to make the best of it, whatever happens? Are you limited by joint pains or finding that you can't run from your headaches? Maybe you're hesitant to try something new because you're afraid that what you'll do is wrong, or maybe because you'd better be right or nothing will ever help. Regardless of what might be happening with your health problems, these next few minutes could be the answer to your prayers. Unless, of course, you're convinced that your doctors have done everything possible, or if you've already decided to have surgery but you're waiting till you worsen further. But if you hold out any hope at all, then you should know that we see desperate people every day, people skeptical about whether anything we can do can make a difference in their lives. And sure enough, many of them are pleasantly surprised. Maybe you could be one of them. After all, the only thing you have to lose is your discomfort, your fear, your worry, maybe even your anger that no one has really listened to you or that no one has been able to help you. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I practiced for 25 years never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Now, drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices. Practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives. And practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. And if what we offer doesn't apply to you right now, then share this life-saving information with family or friends who do need to know. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. This one combines our approach to humor and health. It's today's clean laugh from Pastor Tim off the internet. Thought I'd let my doctor check me because I didn't feel quite right. All those aches and pains annoyed me, and I couldn't sleep at night. He could find no real disorder, but he wouldn't let it rest. What with Medicare and Blue Cross, we would do a couple of tests. To the hospital he sent me, though I didn't feel that bad. He arranged for them to give me every test that could be had. I was fluoroscoped and cystoscoped, my aging frame displayed, stripped on an ice-cold table while my gizzards were x-rayed. I was checked for worms and parasites, for fungus and the crud, while they pierced me with long needles, taking samples of my blood. Doctors came to check me over, probed and pushed and poked around, and to make sure I was living, then they wired me for sound. They have finally concluded, their results have filled a page. What I have will someday kill me. My affliction is old age. Oh, goodness. You know, our drugs do not work on most patients, and that, unfortunately, is an awareness that has come from a senior executive with Britain's biggest drug company. He's admitted that most prescription medicines do not work on most people who take them. Alan Roses, the worldwide vice president of genetics at GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, said that fewer than half of the patients prescribed some of the most expensive drugs actually derived any benefit from them. I'll give you an example of what is noted as response rates. Therapeutic area, that's like the disease will tell you, and then the drug efficiency rate in percent. For Alzheimer's, 30%. For analgesics, like the COX-2 anti-inflammatories, 80%. Asthma, 60%. Cardiac arrhythmias, 60%. Depression, 62%. Diabetes, 57%. Hepatitis C, 47%, incontinence, urinary leakage, 40%, migraine, acute problems, 52%, migraine prevention, 50%, cancer, 25%, rheumatoid arthritis, 50%, schizophrenia, 60%. It turns out, you know, that we'd like to understand why drugs don't work, but they simply don't. And, you know, in the situations in which they do, they're absolutely magic. They're miracles. But unfortunately, with a number of the degenerative disease problems that we're facing today, they just don't work the way they should. So we're going to talk about what you can do for degenerative disease problems, things that bother you immensely, with one of my good friends for over 20 years, Dr. Terry Chappell from Bluffton, Ohio. That's down near Cincinnati. He does a variety of treatments, very similar to what we do in the office, chelation for toxic metal removal, non-surgical reconstructive therapy, treatment for the yeast syndrome and allergies and hormones and nutritional medicine, these various kinds of things, because at his Celebration of Health Center, the goal is to help patients feel better and achieve excellent health. And they work with or parallel to other health professionals to reach and maintain this goal of excellent health using a functional medicine approach, because it's an effort to achieve normal function. Using nutritional supplements and other safe therapies, they encourage the restoration of normal balance and reserve the more hazardous drugs and surgery for situations when nothing else works. Does that sound like what we talk about all the time? It should be, because Dr. Chappell has over 25 years' experience as a family physician with a special emphasis on preventive and nutritional medicine. He graduated from the University of Michigan Medical School and has established a worldwide reputation as a leader and teacher of complementary and alternative medicine. He served as president of the American College for Advancement of Medicine and the International College of Integrative Medicine. He's actually currently the president there. He's published several books, the latest being Questions from the Heart, a popular patient guidebook to chelation therapy, and he's contributed chapters to several best-selling books, including mine, The Yeast Syndrome, and then Pain, Pain, Go Away by Dr. Faber, and who we've interviewed on the show, and 40-Something Forever by Harold and Arlene Brecker. He's authored numerous pamphlets and scientific articles, many of which have been published in scientific journals, and he's on the editorial board of three journals. He served as a consultant for five medical schools, is involved as a chief investigator or co-investigator for several research projects, and is board certified by the American Board of Family Physicians, the American Board of Pain Management, the American Board of Clinical Metal Toxicology, the International Board of Advanced Longevity Medicine, and he holds a certificate of added qualifications in geriatrics, old ager medicine, and advanced longevity medicine. He's also a member of the American Academy of Family Physicians and the Ohio State Medical Association. I bring this up because Terry Chappell is one who can give us perspectives from a long career of taking wonderful care of patients. Welcome to the show this afternoon, Terry. I'm glad you could join us.
Thank you very much, John. I must have been around for a long time.
You're old, Terry. You're like me. And, you know, the nicest thing is as we watch ourselves grow old, we really don't look it, do we?
I don't feel old.
No, we certainly don't. We just we're adding years of experience, but not worsening with degenerative disease. And, you know, what's your take? How did you get into this kind of medicine?
Actually, the first contact I had with this was through my wife. She taught Lamaze natural childbirth classes as a nurse soon after she graduated from Capital University in Columbus, Ohio. And she needed kind of a straight man to her exciting talk about what you can do about pain and muscle tension and so forth by using natural techniques through Lamaze. And that really impressed me once I got to know and see what could be done.
Isn't it awesome what could be done?
Yeah, really was.
And so people really have a natural experience with this kind of thing if they've gone through the childbirth program of Lamaze and have seen the wonderful power of the human body to handle the challenges that come its way.
Yeah, sure is. The first practice experience I had was down in the foothills of Appalachia, and a lot of the people there were on welfare. They were poor, and they many of them had poor diets and inability to live a healthy lifestyle. So there was a lot of chronic degenerative diseases and a lot of people in pain. So most of them, when they came to me, were on tranquilizers and pain pills.
Oh yeah, the common drugs in this society.
Exactly. And so I that was a dead end street as far as I could see. So that was my first disillusionment with conventional medicine. And I went out and learned how to do hypnosis and some electroacupuncture of the ear, and by golly, it worked, and people really liked it that it worked, you know. So that was when it really took off.
And they got off the side effects of the drugs.
Exactly.
And they started getting on with their lives.
Yeah.
That's just wonderful. Terry, hold that thought. We'll be right back with you. The time is about 11 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. Are you acting more like an ostrich, burying your head in the sand because you don't feel able to deal with your health problems? Then your tail feathers will be getting wet when partly cloudy skies change to rain. Perhaps you're clucking around, kind of happy that a new medication has you feeling better, but not realizing that those fancy patches and band-aids might not be the best for you. If you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling pretty good, or maybe you're afraid or unsure, then cloudy to very stormy skies are on your horizon. Or just maybe you're ready to make changes to regain and maintain better health, then sunny skies are coming your way. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for your free telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. You know, Terry, when you say that it's kind of a dead-end street and it wasn't satisfying, that's a real motivation if you're out to take care of people. And then when you find something that works, it's astounding.
Yeah, it's really fun. Many of the people that you and I see have been to many other doctors. The Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic up in this area, just all over the place. And they just haven't found an answer that satisfies them. They're still in pain. They're still suffering. And really, it doesn't take a whole lot sometimes to really turn them around. You just have to pay attention to diet and to exercise and maybe take a few supplements, and it's amazing what can happen.
Well, you know, the nicest thing when you talk about it doesn't take much is people are willing. I mean, they do go on diets. They do take vitamin supplements, and they do look at watching what they're eating and reducing smoking and so on, but they don't know the plan. They don't have a personalized program that's going to make a difference fairly quickly for them.
Well, that's true, and there's a lot of conflicting information out there, and it's easy to get swamped and confused about what to do next. So it does have to have a systematic approach, no doubt about it. And there's some excellent lab tests that you can do to really pin things down. And if you know what you're doing, it's a pretty straightforward road most of the time. Now, sometimes you have to try several things before you find the best thing that works.
Exactly. But that's why we sit down and talk with patients. Mm-hmm. We're listening to what they have to say. I always tell patients that the tests are just to help me confirm what I find in your history, make sure there's no surprises.
Right.
And it's amazing what the tests can do. Now, you and I have been doing these for so long. I can remember when I first started doing hair analysis and digestive testing, it would take forever for me to be able to explain this to a patient because I had to figure it out myself.
Right.
But after a while, it becomes natural.
Yes, it does. It does. Because we see these patterns over and over again. Everybody is different, and there's slight variations on a theme. But many of these problems are very widespread, and you recognize them as they come in.
In fact, they're almost kind of epidemic for our society. You know, the how do you spell relief commercial or the tension, pressure, pain commercial. We've got the classic patterns.
That's right.
When you have a patient come in and they say, "Doc, I want this kind of treatment, but actually you're not ready yet," how do you approach them? How do you tell them, "Wait a minute, let's find out more"?
Well, I think that when somebody comes in like that, I always want to listen to what they have to say and what their expectations are. But if I want them to get the best results possible, which I certainly do, then you have to go to some basic testing, some basic things to cover to make sure things are working right as a foundation. And then you can get to the details as you go on.
And the devil is in the details, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
The neat thing I have found about nutritional medicine in the last half dozen years or so is we have really finally gotten to the point where what we do, what we prescribe as nutritional supplements can make a substantial and reassuring difference. Like, for instance, now to be able to reduce inflammation and reduce sticky blood and things like that. We've really got the tools now.
Yeah, it's really fun when you have somebody come in that really sometimes has a pretty desperate story where they are been to a lot of places, they've tried a lot of things, and they're still really suffering. And you know that you can help them. You know, it's just a fabulous feeling that you have there, that you have the tool that you can make changes in that person's life.
Exactly. You know, down here in Texas, when I see patients and they just sort of fit into a classical pattern, they don't recognize it. But then, you know, I've done this for years and I tell them, you know, I don't want to dismiss what you have. You've got important things, but this ain't my first rodeo. And you know, what you've got is real treatable if we just do the right things, starting at A and ending at Z.
So many times by the time that they come to see us, their more recent doctor has said, well, it's all in your head, you know, that they haven't been able to find an answer, so it must be the patient's fault. And therefore, they reach for the prescription for antidepressants or pain pills. And or they say, well, you're going to have to go home and live with it. You know? How many times have you said that to a patient?
You know, the whole thing, they already have learned how to live with it. They want to learn to live without it now. They don't want the sleeping pill, the anxiety pill, the depression pill. Except, you know, these dear folks get hooked on these things year after year. It's very distressing.
Yeah, it is. It is. Medications are, you know, medications have many effects. And a few of them happen to be beneficial effects.
A few of them.
And the rest of them are side effects. So,
right.
You know, they try to select the ones that have beneficial effects, and certainly in some cases they do, but there are many other things that are going on, obvious to the patient or under the surface that they're not even realizing is happening, that are deleterious.
You know, when I see patients, I tell them, I say, now listen to me careful. No medicine has any side effects. And they look, and I go, all they have is effects. The ones you want, those are called the therapeutic, the desirable effects. The ones you didn't want, but you're going to get anyway, those are the side effects.
Yeah.
They just come all together. It's the whole ball of wax. And, you know, it's so hard for patients to understand that you have to sort out what, you know, what you and I call the risk-benefit ratio. You know, how good is this going to be compared to what could happen?
Yeah.
And
That's the question. That, when somebody comes to me and they're about to go to a specialist interview or to go to see a new doctor about their problem, and that's fine. I encourage them to get as much information as they can, but I always tell them to really pin the doctor down. What benefit do I expect to get, and what are the side effects that are likely? What is the cost? What are all the things that may happen to me as a result of taking that treatment? Because a lot of times the conventional docs don't even consider that in detail. You know, they just have these tools of the various medicines and surgery, and they want to use them, and they figure that the patient is going to just go along with what they say, and they just really don't think of the whole picture for that patient.
Yeah, especially with the interactions on the various drugs.
Right.
And people come in on 5, 7, 12 medications.
And nobody knows what's going to happen when you mix up more than 3 drugs. Or 2 drugs, for that matter. All the interactions have been studied just on 2 drugs. So they really don't know what 3, 4, and 5 drugs are going to do. Every patient who's taking more than 2 drugs is an obvious guinea pig. They're just being a experimental subject by the doctor who's giving those prescriptions.
Put your life on the line. Terry, I want to come back and talk with you about reconstructive therapy, the non-surgical treatment for joints, and we'll be right back. It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this public service announcement. If a cigarette is allowed to just burn, terrible chemicals go into the air, and a burning cigarette can start a fire. Gosh, how obvious. So put out that cigarette when you're done, and better yet, don't light up at all. Let's give our children and our friends the chance to breathe free. This is a message from Life Celebrating Health. You know, the bicycle was patented in 1819, this date. Gosh, thank goodness they came up with a car, right? How would we commute 30 miles without one? The toothbrush was invented this date in 1498. First of all, how do they know the calendar was that good? And second of all, I'll let you decide how good life was before the toothbrush. June 26, 2002, a federal appeals court declared that reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools is unconstitutional because of the words "under God" inserted by Congress in 1954. Maybe they forgot to look at the money in their pocket. And of course, this month it's the sign of Cancer from June 21st to July 22nd, for whatever that means. And our blast from the past, a Burma Shave sign series for you. Don't leave safety to mere chance. That's why belts are sold with pants. Burma Shave. Oh, gosh. I remember those roadside signs. And now we're back with Dr. Terry Chapel, Bluffton, Ohio, one of my dear friends and a leading expert in complementary and alternative medicine for all these years. We're going to talk with you briefly now about a topic dear to both of us, me especially, because I've received so many patient benefits from it, but it's reconstructive therapy, a treatment to help get necks and backs and joints much better.
Reconstructive therapy is, without a doubt, the most exciting therapy for and most effective therapy for degenerative arthritis that I've ever seen.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, it really is.
Now, both of us were taught by Dr. William Faber in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and he took a very, very pleasant approach, I think, to this whole concept of how you stimulate tissue to heal, and taught both of us very well, didn't he?
He sure did, although I had to go back three times to be sure I had it right.
Hey, I did the same thing. I did the same thing. And I kept getting better with my understanding, and I think that's really the key, is you have to understand everything you're doing.
That's true. And from the anatomy to begin with, and how the patient's functioning or not functioning, what the injury was, it's really kind of detailed. But to be able to rebuild a joint, to stimulate the body to grow new ligaments and stabilize a joint is a wonderful treatment. You have very few things.
And it's so much better than staying on medications, taking more drugs for pain and discomfort and whatever, which doesn't rebuild the joint.
Just the opposite, as a matter of fact. If you take the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin and Aleve and ibuprofen and so forth, they cause the cartilage to degenerate over time. They don't do anything positive except reduce pain and inflammation on a temporary basis.
And the temporary basis is where the pain and suffering issue comes, because how many years do you want to suffer? You know, you can fix it now or deal with it forever.
Right.
And surgery provides such a lackluster answer in regard to either putting in new parts, and I tell people it's not a new joint. You get new plastic and new steel. You don't get new you. And yet with reconstructive therapy, you do rebuild yourself. You do get new tissue.
Yeah, the thing about surgery is that it's a one-way street. There's absolutely no going back once you have had the surgery.
Right.
And it doesn't really heal anything. It just tries to relieve pain. And sometimes it does do that. I've had a few cases where surgery, I think, was indicated and needed. But so many times it can be avoided by just stimulating the body to heal.
You know, I speak from the experience of someone who's had two neck operations and one low back operation, and all three of mine ended up necessary because I didn't know about reconstructive therapy back when my injuries happened, mm-hmm. and could well have prevented them, prevented the operations.
Probably so.
I just needed to be strengthened up where I'd been injured.
But even when you've had that experience and maybe had less than perfect results, still, reconstructive therapy can help beyond that, you know, after the surgery's over.
You know, I have a personal story about that. I'm not sure if I've ever told you, but my first operation was in 1979 on my neck for a disc that had punched on a nerve, and I had already significant arthritis in the area. So there wasn't any place for the nerve to go, and it just had pressure on it. And they went in to do the operation with the idea of just smoothing out some of the disc. And the best they could do was just take away some of the bone, because every time they tried to move the nerve to get to the disc, it would start to fade in color, and they thought, this is not good. So they left me with an obvious nerve pinch, because it was the only thing they could do. And for years, I had a tingling, uncomfortable numbness from my elbow down to my first, my little finger and the finger next to it, ring finger, on the left side. And 11 years later, started doing reconstructive therapy, having Dr. Faber treat me. And you know, you're not supposed to have nerves get better after that length of time, but mine did.
Yeah, we were taught in medical school that nerves don't regenerate, but they do, don't they? That's been recognized by medical science just in the last few years. And reconstructive therapy proved that even before it was developed in a lab.
And I thank God every day for that. I have no pills to take, no problems to have like that. Do you have a patient story you'd like to share with us about reconstructive therapy that just stands out in your background?
Well, there's so many.
I know, it's hard to choose.
I mean, I have just one example of a lawyer who came in, and you know how doctors love to treat lawyers.
Yes.
But this one, Drew.
It's just like taking care of your banker.
Right. And he drove all the way from Cleveland, which is about 3 hours from me. And he had severe back problems for a long time. He had surgery once and basically was bent over, in pain most of the time. And he's a fairly young guy, and is about 40 or so. But he just had nowhere to turn and was desperate. And I went ahead and treated him with confidence and knowing full well that he was a lawyer. If things didn't come out right, I'd have to talk to him more. But he has done extremely well and was out water skiing after he got through with his 15 or 20 treatments. And every now and then I see him. He comes back once in a great while, just for a booster dose, just to be sure that it's not going to come back, because his lifestyle is active, and he can do the things, whatever he wants to do with his kids now, that he thought were gone for him.
Gosh, that is just so rewarding. I look back at the things I've done sports-wise, because I became much more active in the last few years than I had been ever since college, because I kept hurting myself every time I did things. Until I started getting reconstructed.
Mm-hmm.
It made such a major difference for me.
Yeah.
And I love the way patients say, well, you know, are there limitations on what I can do? And I go, of course there are. You need to be very reasonable. Whatever you couldn't do before, don't go trying now. Just start doing a gentle exercise program and get gentle strengthening, and then return gradually, under my direction, to the more aggressive things. And this is not a couch potato repair.
That's for sure.
When we look at reconstructive therapy, one of the things that I like to share with patients is that the experience you and I have in nutritional medicine, the background that we have in how to help a body heal, really makes the special touch on that treatment program.
Yeah, you have to have the building blocks for the body to respond to your stimulus. If you have the nutrients there and the body and there's an ample supply of them, then when the body receives this little irritation or this little inflammation that you, in a controlled fashion, that you stimulate with a therapy, then they can respond in a vigorous way and really establish solid ligaments that are going to support that joint forever.
Yeah, if those rubber bands don't support, the joint definitely breaks down.
Yeah. And
I tell people that what we're doing is creating a little tiny mattress fire here instead of a big explosion. And your body responds to that by saying, hey, wait a minute, there must have been an injury here. And so every time it comes in to strengthen it, you get better.
Right.
So what I'd like to talk with you when we come back after this break is going to be nutritional medicine and hormones and yeast and whatever else kind of in that ballpark appeals to you. So we'll be right back with Terry Chappell. It's now about 30 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So our joke for today goes along with what we introduced in the very beginning. Old Sam Johnson goes to his doctor complaining of aches and pains all over his body. After a thorough examination, the doctor gives him a clean bill of health. Sam, you're in excellent shape for an 85-year-old man, but I'm not a magician. I can't make you any younger, says the doctor. Who asked you to make me younger already, says Sam. You just make sure I get older. Okay, hopefully this is the end of June. The weddings and graduations are behind you now, so you can get down to some serious vacation fun. This is National Safety Month, and of course we believe in that all year round, and it's National Vision Research Month, so that relates to the program we recently had on macular degeneration. As for your CD copy, call 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Let's get straight to the question, what are you waiting for? Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Angry at not feeling better or threatened with pain or limitations? Fearful about the future? Can you trust that you'll find the answers, the ones you'll need right now? You better take this responsibility seriously. You've got to find the answer somehow, and you'd better be right, because your survival might be in the balance. So listen to what I have to offer. Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with a great variety of frustrating illnesses. Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, hypoglycemia and diabetes, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis, chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, hormones, thyroid, sexual performance, PMS, menopause, even manopause. And the list goes on and on, because health deals with basic body processes, not just squashing particular symptoms. You could feel better than you ever expected. I've lectured on these topics for over 20 years. I've written books and medical papers to share how to make healing happen. The leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. In my 25 years of practice, I found that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems, starting now. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they're seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. Correcting what's causing one problem might improve several other problems that frustrate, worry, or anger you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about. And that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health in Humble. Call for a free consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-F-I-X. P-A-I-N. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday afternoons from 1 till 2. And we're back now with Dr. Terry Chappell from Bluffton, Ohio, a good friend of mine for, goodness gracious, almost 24 years now. And we're having fun taking care of people, aren't we?
Yeah, we sure are. You know, hearing your talk there in between our sessions, it's amazing when you're dealing with complementary and alternative medicine, because you see such a variety of people that come in who have some really strange and bizarre illnesses, sometimes very common ones that are very difficult and don't respond to conventional medicine. But it's so interesting and exciting to have so many people come in with different stories. Everybody's an individual. And here we are as experts in functional medicine. So we don't have to be a neurologist or a gynecologist or an oncologist. We just have to look at the way the body functions in our basic knowledge that we learned way back in the first years of our medical school, and just apply that, and then people start getting better.
With all these different things.
Yes.
And, you know, we're not organ specialists. We are function specialists.
That's right.
And that's really a key distinction. Because, you know, when I give this laundry list, I think, oh, gosh, you know, people can't believe what's going on here. But really, it's true. It almost doesn't matter who walks in the door. We've got something to offer them that's dramatic for their own health.
We don't, I mean, the diagnosis is important. We need to know it, but it's not what our whole system revolves around. And so many times people that revolve around the diagnosis are looking at gallbladders walking in the office or headaches or whatever. They're not really looking at the patient and how he's working and not working. And it's so much more rewarding not to do the piecemeal approach.
Right. Or as we call it, the integrative medicine approach. Integrating what we learned in medical school with all the other information that we've been exposed to and sought out. And you know, you and I really do go on quite a search to find some of the answers for these things.
Mm-hmm.
We end up talking with folks we never realized would be helping us, just like you went off to learn hypnotism.
Right.
In order to help people. Who told you in the beginning that was going to help relieve pain for patients?
I don't. Of course, that was a long time ago. That's 30 years ago almost. And I don't remember. I just was looking for new answers. I knew that people were coming in with their long list of medications was certainly not working. They were still suffering, and I wasn't doing much to help except writing prescription after prescription, and I just figured there had to be a better way. And then you see articles and our advertisements in medical journals. A lot of the sessions you go to are by specialty societies that teach these sort of things, or they might be in small print in journals. If you look for them, they're there. The doctors can, but they have to seek it out. They're not going to find it in medical schools.
Well, they have to come to our meetings.
Exactly.
And you know, we're planning an upcoming meeting. It's in October.
Oh, that's going to be great. Yes.
Is that another opportunity to get more of the doctors interested? And we only get them in one by one. It, nobody comes in droves.
Well, that's true, but we're going to try a little different approach for this meeting coming up, because we're going to have a conventional doc along with a panel of alternative docs.
Right.
And explore different topics where there's a great deal of controversy, and just really pin people down on what they're doing and what's working and what's not working, and really having an integrative brainstorming on how we can do the best for our patients. I think it's going to be wonderful.
You know, I like the idea that you say what works and what doesn't work, because, you know, we very quickly figure out what doesn't, because we see the sick patients.
Right.
You know, if they're not getting better, they don't want to continue doing that, and we don't want to keep them doing that.
Yeah, so many times people come in taking a whole bunch of medicines, and they want to get off the medicines. They know the medicines are not helping them, but they have been told by the doctor that that's what they're supposed to take, and the doctor never questioned, is this helping you or not?
Right.
This is the standard protocol, so this is what you should take. I think we can do so much better than that.
You know, it's just like the controversy in the last couple of years about Premarin. And I tell women, look, you need hormones. It's just that horse hormones don't help women very much.
Yeah, well, quite the contrary.
Yes. And you know, when you look back, we see so many controversies arise that years ago we found the answers for in our branch of medicine, functional medicine, that it's not a controversy to us anymore. We've already been treating it the right way for a long time.
Yeah, and when you're talking about hormones, one of the biggest problems is the synthetic progestins that conventional docs really called progesterone for years, but it wasn't progesterone. It was a synthetic version of it that was chemically much different from the natural progesterone produced by the body. And as it turns out, this is one of the most dangerous things that you can take. It can increase the risk of cancer and heart disease and all sorts of things. And now the research finally came out about it. So what do docs do? Most of them are just not prescribing hormones, or just using them for a few years, or blasting away and continuing to use the progestins and the Premarin that have been proven to be harmful. So they're really lost.
It's an opportunity for all of us to explore better ways to help people out. We're here with Dr. Cherry Chapel of Bluffton, Ohio. We're going to be right back and want to spend the last part of the program, Terry, talking with you about chelation therapy and toxic metal removals. We'll be right back. It's now about 40 past the hour here on Star 790, KBME, the best medical updates ever. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. Today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and then 9 through 11. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Just a nice way of saying, seek the truth. And we're back with Dr. Terry Chapel of Bluffton, Ohio, and we've been talking about a whole variety of treatment techniques, but we really do have a crown jewel, don't we, Terry?
We do. EDTA chelation therapy and all the variations that go with it and the things that we've done and learned to enhance it is really a great treatment.
Oh, it's incredible. And when I tell people it's the crown jewel, I really mean it's the basis for removing a lot of the toxic pollution that we've gathered over the last, 100 years of poisoning the planet.
We all have toxic metals floating through our system and toxic chemicals as well. In Science News about 6 months ago, there's an article where they tested some of the, about 100 of the more common toxic substances. And most people had 95 to 96% of all of those in their system.
Kind of like you can't get away from it.
Yeah.
It's in the air and the water and the food.
And it's everywhere on Earth, too. There's no pristine place left.
You know, I tell people, this is why we have to be concerned what's happening in developing countries, because whatever they put into the environment, we're getting also. So it doesn't matter if we ban DDT, we've got to ban it all around the world.
That's right. It comes through our food, it comes through the air, it comes through the water, we get it.
You headed up and wrote a white paper a few years ago that I thought was an absolutely brilliant approach to having people understand what it is we do that's so special with chelation therapy. Would you talk about that for a bit?
Well, sure. One of the problems that we have as a society is this, at least the second leading cause of death is caused by physicians. When people go to the hospital, there's medical errors, there's infections, there's adverse reactions to drugs, there's surgical complications. Heart disease may be the number one leading cause of death, but right behind it is the efforts that we make to treat people. And chelation therapy removes toxic metals, and in my experience, improves circulation throughout the body, all around the body. So you keep people out of the hospitals, you prevent illness, you can really help restore obstructions to blood flow to the tissues, and it's wonderful. The thing we've had most recently is this trial to assess chelation therapy that the National Institutes of Health funded and is coordinated through Tony Lamas at the University of Miami in Florida. And I think that this is going to be an extremely valuable study because it will reveal to the world what you can do with chelation therapy.
Now, when we've looked with the white papers, which have been substantially smaller studies, and that's proposed by the National Institutes of Health, what we found at every turn is regardless of what we're looking at with regard to saving legs or reducing hospital stays and so on, that the economic impact of chelation is phenomenal. I mean, they're just looking at the fact that people stay alive longer without heart attacks and such in the NIH study.
Right. But at least they're looking at real endpoints. You know, most of the studies that have been done on cardiac disease and vascular disease we're looking at what I call surrogate endpoints. In other words, they're looking at subtle changes on EKGs or shadows that might appear with catheterizations or test results, not what really happens to the patient. And what we're looking at now are death, heart attacks. You know, can we prevent heart attacks? Can we prevent strokes? Can we save limbs that are scheduled to be amputated? And the answer is yes, we can do that. We've done some preliminary work that show a big benefit with chelation therapy, so I certainly expect to see that with a big study.
Oh, we're going to definitely see that. We want to talk more about the details we expect to see as soon as we come back. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, let's pause for this brief announcement regarding CPR and heart attacks brought to you by the Heimlich Institute. CPR, or cardiopulmonary resuscitation, consists of mouth-to-mouth and pressing on the chest. Mouth-to-mouth is a complex procedure, and for almost 30 years, the American Heart Association has been teaching the public to perform CPR for heart attack victims. Throughout those decades, no study was done to determine whether CPR was saving lives or causing deaths. In May of 2000, a 7-year study by the University of Washington in Seattle was reported in the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine and by the Associated Press. The study found that 911 operator instructions for using mouth-to-mouth for heart attacks increases the number of deaths. Only 10% of those given mouth-to-mouth and chest compressions survived to discharge from the hospital. Nearly 15% receiving chest compressions alone recovered and were discharged from the hospital. Now, 2 months after the Seattle study appeared, the American Heart Association Guidelines 2000, published in its journal Circulation, instructed emergency telephone operators to omit teaching mouth-to-mouth for heart attack victims. 9/11 operators are instructed to teach callers faced with a heart attack victim to use only chest compressions. In addition, the American Heart Association instructions no longer require rescuers to use mouth-to-mouth for heart attacks. In fact, they warn that mouth-to-mouth blows air into the stomach, not into the lungs, and this causes vomiting with aspiration of vomit. The American Heart Association also states that exchange of saliva with mouth-to-mouth has caused tuberculosis, herpes, and meningitis, and there is fear of spreading AIDS and hepatitis as well. So this is brought to you by the Heimlich Institute. That's www.heimlichinstitute.org. More information on their website from our good friend Hank Heimlich. Today, the 26th, celebrity birthdays, entertainer Pearl S. Buck, 1892, and actor Peter Lorre, 1904. Yesterday, the 25th, singer-songwriter Carly Simon, what a jewel, 1945. How about on the 24th, Jack Dempsey, born in 1895, heavyweight boxing champ from 1919 through 1926. I'll bet he needed some NCR for all those blows to his head. Tomorrow, the 27th, Captain Kangaroo, also known as Bob Keesham, born 1927. Also on the 27th, an inspiration to all of us, Helen Keller, in 1880, overcame life's limitations. And self-made billionaire, H. Ross Perot, also on the 27th, 1930. And we're back now with Dr. Terry Chappell of Bluffton, Ohio. Hey, Terry, do me a favor. Give us your phone number in case people want to come see you as a doctor. Sometimes this CD gets around to lots of places, the copies of the radio show.
Okay, we got an 800 number, 800-788-4627.
4627. And, you know, people might be interested to know that your books are available, and indeed they can get them, get Questions from the Heart, and get some of the basic information on chelation therapy. And that's on
Amazon.
That
was a fun book to write.
That was a fun one you did, wasn't it?
I just had my patients come up with 100 most difficult questions they could about chelation therapy, and all I did was answer them, and it really turned out fun.
It turned out great. It's a very helpful book. And is that one available on Amazon.com and BN.com and so on?
As far as I know, I haven't bought one recently, but I think so.
Excellent. So they know to go look for that. We were talking about the NIH, the National Institutes of Health study on chelation therapy, and it certainly does have the possibility of putting this treatment, toxic metal removal, right in the middle of the treatment programs that people advise, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I think that when the results come out, the results have been more impressive, at least in our preliminary work, than any other treatment or combination of treatments that they've done for heart disease. So it it'll be used alongside with others. It's not a cure-all by itself, but I think it has great potential for benefit.
Gosh, you know, I think that's one of the important things to emphasize. We never say that what we have is all that you need. It complements the regular medication, the regular operations, the regular treatment programs. We're not displacing them. We're making them work more effectively, so you need less of them and for shorter periods of time.
I know, and I think that may be the fear, at least unconsciously, why certain institutions and physicians that have so much invested in the conventional medical care for vascular disease haven't really taken a good look at some of the alternative things like chelation.
Exactly, because what we want to do is get to something, you know, even if you had all the heart operations you would ever need and took all the heart drugs, we'd still want to offer chelation therapy just because it helps improve the health of your organs and reduces the inflammatory processes and free radical attack and improves the balance of your physiology, the way you work on the inside.
I know, and we do so many heart surgeries and use so many drugs. I saw statistics today saying that the U.S. and Canada, the total amount they spend on drugs is equivalent to all the amount spent throughout the whole world. It's a one-to-one ratio.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, it really is. We use these drugs. We use the surgery. We do far more surgeries for vascular disease than any other country in the world. And those countries don't have people dying sooner than we do. In fact, most of them have life expectancies longer than we do.
So are we healthier? Are we happier?
You and I? Maybe so.
But we need to get the patients in so that they are also enjoying the benefit of, you know, this is advanced medical technology. What we do is really proven by science in so many ways and then proven in a practical setting. I tell patients it doesn't matter how many other people I help. Only matters if I help you. What would you like to offer as your parting comment for people to remember about, you know, your career and what you've done and what we've talked about?
I think that probably the parting comment is that what we do is just plain common sense. And if people get down to the basics about what their doctor is telling them, And they really listen as to what makes sense to them as far as helping the body function better, as far as preventing illness, as far as doing the safest things that are effective, doing the things that are least expensive, not supporting a whole industry of hospitals and pharmaceutical companies. What we're doing is common sense medicine.
Yeah, that's probably the simplest way to call it, isn't it? Terry, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. You have contributed much to what our listeners want to know about.
I'm delighted. It's been a wonderful time. Thanks.
We'll see you soon.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Terry Chapel, Bluffton, Ohio. So what's our take-home message today? It's pretty simple. People suffer with preventable and often easily treatable problems. They crowd into doctors' offices and hospitals in their sometimes desperate attempt to feel better, never realizing or believing that true natural healing is available for many of their problems right now, today, almost around the corner and almost down the street. We'd like you to realize that more and more doctors are taking a scientific approach, looking at this critically and coming up with answers that say, hey, there's really something here. If you'd like more information about what Dr. Chapel and I talked about this afternoon, go to his website. That's www.healthcelebration.com, healthcelebration.com. If you have friends in his neighborhood near Cincinnati, Ohio, or in that region, have them call him at 1-800-788-4627. And remember that our website, healthchoicesnow.com, shares much of this information with you as well. We've written books about this, The Rumble and Umble, Heart Surgery and All That Jazz. That came out in 1997, and then our book on tape in 1998 called Living Well Past 50. Don't forget, Do What You Want to Do, 1996, written on reconstructive therapy, as we talked about. And, of course, The Yeast Syndrome, the Bantam bestseller from 1986, still available and widely distributed because it helps so many people understand confusing illnesses. The take-home message is simply that hope is real because help is really available now, today, for people who really want to find it. You know, there's an interesting situation because we were talking about chelation therapy as a toxic metal removal treatment to help with heart disease. But, you know, when Dr. Chappell says that we've got common sense medicine, here's a little blurb by Gina Collada from the New York Times in 2004. She says, a new and emerging understanding of how heart attacks occur indicates that increasingly popular aggressive treatments may be doing little or nothing to prevent them. The artery opening methods, such as bypass surgery and stents, the widely used wire cages that hold plaque against an arterial wall, can open obstructed blood vessels and alleviate crushing chest pain. Stents can also rescue someone in the midst of a heart attack by destroying an obstruction and holding the closed artery open. But the new model of heart disease shows that a vast majority of heart attacks do not originate with obstructions that narrow arteries. Instead, recent and continuing studies show that a more powerful way to prevent heart attacks in patients at high risk, that means all of us, is to adhere rigorously to what can seem like boring old advice. Give up smoking, for example, and take drugs to control blood pressure. Drive your cholesterol levels down and prevent blood clotting. These things are things that we talk about all the time. Now, Gina Collada is talking about conventional methods to do this, but we talk about nutritional methods, and we talk about lifestyle changes that are very powerful and effective. And what we also offer is an opportunity for the crown jewel therapy. Chelation therapy is a toxic metal removal process that can have phenomenal impact in getting people better. And when we talk about getting people better, it is a practical thing. It is a real thing. It is really having people get what they want with their lives, get on with their lives after getting out of their pain. Danny from Houston called to ask me to explain whether he can expect to live a normal lifespan after his heart attack at age 48. Well, complicated question. But then again, we have looked at these issues before. This is not something new. And this next time, we're going to be talking with you about my book and the topic in it, Living Well Past 50. Because after all, those of us who get to 50 want to live well past that and well past that. Today's show is dedicated to those people who are opening their eyes, who are seeking safer ways to treat their illness and injury problems rather than relying upon more and more drugs and more surgery because they just think maybe natural healing might be a way to go. And indeed, it is the way to go in our viewpoint. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher and production assistants Catherine Hill and Kathy Guyon. Thanks for joining me today. Have you learned practical pointers to help you regain and maintain better health? Maybe to help you guide your family or friends toward new solutions for their problems? Audio tape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. Now, what health problems are bringing you down or limiting your comfort, threatening your future? Share your questions by email. That's info, I-N-F-O, at healthchoicesnow.com. Or by fax, 281-540-4329, or by mail. Just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for our address or call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what special information we might send to you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com, because if you don't know you have health choices now, then you don't have any. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now. They're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map, because we'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems and who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce these results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday afternoon from 1 till 2 on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.